Our head-nodding, finger-tapping movie reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff opens his ears to offer this review of Here Comes Science by They Might Be Giants.
This month I take Blick on Flicks in a new direction to look at my favorite album of 2009, Here Comes Science by They Might Be Giants.
Science is real, from the Big Bang to DNA.
I've been a fan of They Might Be Giants since the 1990s, and I've had Particle Man and Why Does the Sun Shine on my MP3 player since the day I bought it. Though initially known for their unusual instrumentation and quirky lyrics, John Flansburgh and John Linnell moved into children's albums with Here Come the ABCs in 2005, followed by Here Come the 1-2-3s in 2008, and Here Come Science in 2009. If you buy the album online, animated music videos for each song are included. The album's 19 songs cover the main areas of science, including biology, physical science, earth science, and astronomy. Two, Put It to the Test, and Science is Real, even deal with the nature of science and the scientific process. I consider the content most appropriate for upper elementary or early middle school students. Ninth graders might find it a fun refresher. Now, the album addresses key topics in the national standards, including photosynthesis, the cell, the periodic table, and evolution. Two ways I think these songs could be used effectively in the classroom would be as an introduction to a topic. How many planets would work well for this? Or you could help students memorize some basic vocabulary by showing speed and velocity. One of my favorite biology songs on the album is Cells, which emphasizes the fact that living things are composed of cells, cells replicate themselves, and cells contain DNA. I particularly like the way the lyrics and animation use three different descriptions for the shape of the DNA molecule: a twisted ladder, a spiral staircase, and a crazy spring. While none is a perfect metaphor, providing multiple representations makes it more likely students will make sense of one of the options. For physics types like me, one of the strengths of the animated video for Speed and Velocity, which I mentioned earlier, is the addition of an arrow when the lyrics change from speed to velocity. Now, I do have a problem with the line, "Acceleration, let's go faster," which reinforces a misconception about acceleration. Acceleration is any change in velocity, speeding up, slowing down, or changing direction. I know ideas must be simplified for young students, but I do my best to avoid replicating common misconceptions. Maybe the next time they came to the acceleration line, they could have written, "Let's go slower," to show that that is also acceleration. Now, astronomy is probably the strongest category on the album, with songs like How Many Planets?, Why Does the Sun Shine?, Why Does the Sun Really Shine?, The Ballad of Davy Crockett in Outer Space?, and What Is a Shooting Star?. Why Does the Sun Shine? Was originally recorded by Tom Glaser in 1965 for an educational album titled Space Songs. They Might Be Giants released a cover version in 1993 and recorded a new version for this album. The song's video has a notable error of scale that They Might Be Giants should have fixed, however. The lyrics correctly point out that 1 million Earths could fit inside the sun. The sun's diameter is about 100 times larger than the Earth's diameter, and 100 cubed is 1 million. In the video, however, the Earths are much too large, about 1/8 of the sun's diameter. Immediately following Why Does the Sun Shine is a new song, Why Does the Sun Really Shine, which revises the line, "The sun is a mass of incandescent gas," to "The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma," and describes how plasma differs from gas.
The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. The sun's not simply made out of gas. No.
Teachers could use these songs to show how scientists refine and revise as new knowledge is created. I hope that elementary and middle school teachers will check out Here Comes Science for some fun and useful songs to get kids excited about cells, blood, the periodic table, and outer space.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Motion Director.